This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the final hour on a Friday of the Hoffman Show. Coming up at 6, pregame for Maryland in the Big Ten Tournament. 5:30, we preview it with Chris Nockey, of course, Maryland sports color analyst here on the Hoffman Show. It's March. It means it's Nockey's time of year. And normally our time to do Never Read the Comments, a segment where we ironically read the comments, is 5:30 on Thursdays. But yesterday our schedule got a little jumbled with some news and all the things that we've been talking about and dealing with. And so we're looking at the rundown today, and we said, you know, we have a spot. Let's read some comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, this one's pretty much a Commanders free agency edition. And I should call it a Commanders offseason edition, Anthony, because the first comment, I cannot stress this enough, makes me want to quit.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Just the way people are in comments, not necessarily, like, of course there's people that are rude or whatever, and I haven't really actually checked the rude file in a while, because YouTube does a pretty good job of censoring some of that stuff, and sometimes I go in to clear out that stuff, and I'm like, whoa, people got wild. Do they know that their names are attached to this? Not that. Just like, what could possibly make you comment this? Canon Dune Dash FV7CQ. Terrible free agency. Trades are the only thing that makes it look better. Their defense isn't much better than last year. And let's say for a second you don't love what they've done defensively and you want to say defense isn't much better than last year. That's a reasonable take. Terrible free agency. Trades are the only thing that make it look better. What?
Now that actually is funny.
Think about it for 5 seconds before you type and hit enter. What? You don't get bonus points if they're free agents. The point is to become a better football team. Oh, I made all my money in investments, not salary. What? Are you rich or not? Like, yeah, sometimes it matters. I got all my calories from donuts instead of lean protein. Okay, you might have some slightly different health outcomes on your 2,000 calorie a day diet there. When it comes to building a football team, there are no bonus points for spending more money in free agency. The free agency crop was terrible because the cap jumped $20 million 2 years in a row, which meant all of the incumbent teams kept all of their good players. Why, Anthony?
I don't know. That was a ridiculous comment, to be honest. The sort of kind of, I guess common sense isn't common for everybody, Craig.
Bruh.
And that's the harsh reality.
Bruh. Oh, my. Yeah, the free agency crop wasn't good. As like a market. There was no good vegetables at the farmer's market. So I went to the grocery store. I went to my neighbor's house and said, hey, do you have any fresh tomatoes? Need them for a recipe. Oh, it doesn't count. You got them from your neighbor. Buzz off. Stupid. Don't be stupid on purpose. Sometimes it happens to all of us. Trust me. I'm live on the radio for nearly 15 hours a week. We got plenty of stupid captured on camera. Anthony and I have done some incredibly dumb stuff. Most of it, not on purpose. There was that time that I ate hot wings on the air, and that was bad.
Yeah, it was.
Joe Logan, 1452. I'll be impressed if Kinlaw works out. I have my doubts. If we're using him at end, Josh Sweat signed for around the same money. They're not using him at end. They're very different players. They are going to use him probably some at end, but he's not signing as a defensive end. He's signing as a guy that can play multiple spots. But I think one thing that is important, like this I actually appreciate, because I think fans and also analysts and also, frankly, NFL teams really struggle with the market thing in terms of how much certain positions cost, because there seems to be massive disagreement on some of these. Some guys are getting crazy money. Some guys are getting not a lot of money. And like, it doesn't always seem to make sense, but there is clearly some combination of age, production, fit, all those kinds of things that impacts this. And you know, for instance, Javon, I'm not picking them because they have the same first name. I'm picking them because they got the same contract. Javon Kinlaw and Javon Holland, right? Who's a better football player, Anthony?
Javon Holland.
Yeah, they got the same exact money. 3 years, $45 million, roughly a little more than 30 guaranteed. I think Kinlaw got exactly 30. I think Holland got like 32 or 34, something like that. So we got a little bit more guaranteed money. Kinlaw's 27. Holland is 29. But one's a safety and one's a defensive tackle with some position flex to the outside. D linemen are really hard to find. Safeties are not. So even though Javon Holland's way better at playing safety than Javon Kinlaw, it certainly has been at playing defensive tackle, they get the same money. But part of the reason is also because Javon Kinlaw is 6'5", 320 pounds. And he's a freakish athlete. And for all of his shortcomings that people expect of him because of that, don't let that twist what he actually does, which is he occasionally can be a really disruptive penetrator. And there are times versus the run or whatever that he will just stand guys up because he's so brutishly strong. Now, sometimes he gets washed out of gaps because he's plays too high, and those are technique things, and hopefully the Commanders can get better out of him than they've ever gotten. But ultimately, like, markets come down to, this is big boy business talk with your old pal Craig, the sports talk show host. Markets are about supply and demand. There is a huge demand for human beings to play defensive line in the NFL that are 6'3 to 6'6, 290 to, or actually I'm going to say 310 to 340 pounds. There is not a very big supply of them. Demand, large, supply, small, advantage, supply side. In terms of the pricing. And so Javon Kinlaw got the same money as Javon Holland, not because he's a better player, but because if you had to go find another Javon Holland in the draft, your chances are much higher compared to trying to find another Javon Kinlaw on planet Earth. Your chances are not very high because he's 6'5", 320 pounds, and moves really well. That's just not hard to find. And in some ways, like, that is why it's as simple as it is. Some of these edge guys, there are a bunch of 6'2", 240-pound edge players that you're like, can we find a guy in the sixth round who's super twitched up that he just hits in the NFL? Like, that is not easy to find, and the guys that are great at it become first-round picks, for sure. But this is also why you see, you know, if a guy shows a flash that he could be great, he becomes a first-round pick on the edge. But the 6'5", 320-pound D-tackle that's got some quickness and some hands and some violence and some athleticism there ain't 25 dudes on planet Earth that are built like Javon Kinlaw. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean, and I think here's the next level, right? Is like, what do we then do with that information? Like, okay, there aren't 25 dudes on Earth that are like it, but is he actually a good football player? And that's where I think the fun discussion is. That's the part that I think is hard, but you can't invent another Javon Kinlaw and find out. You have to take the Javon Kinlaw that exists, and apparently it took this much to get him on the team in terms of the contract. Was that smart or was that silly, Anthony?
No, I think you did a good job of explaining the difference kind of thing.
Okay. I hope it works out.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This is another good question, I thought, on the Kinlaw front. From Kerry, K-H-A-R-Y, L-G-4-Z-W. I'm sure they picked those numbers themselves. If Kinlaw's deal is the going rate, 3 years, $15 million a year for a 27-year-old defensive tackle who's going to play 500, 600 snaps, right? Is what I said in the this person is responding to. If Kinlaw's deal is the going rate and he's a rotational piece, why is Fowler still unsigned when he's been more productive? Now, this comment was, of course, before Fowler got signed. And, you know, signed versus unsigned is actually kind of a silly way to think about it because Dante didn't have a deal that he liked. Javon did. Okay. I think it's actually more interesting now that he's signed for $8 million for 1 year. And the answer is simple. It's age. Like, Dante Fowler is an older player. You're afraid when he's up on the plus side, on my side of 30, Anthony, not your side, although it's coming for you. My side of 30. The older side, even though some of you think I'm 22 and an idiot, then you're always afraid that you're not going to get a longer-term deal because you don't want a team, as a team, you don't want to get stuck on the wrong side of an age cliff. A guy has a down year. Now, not only did you have to suffer through the bad year that he had, but you had multiple years. I think the injury risk is probably seen as higher. And because you're not committing long-term, like the money is what it is, sometimes if you're Khalil Mack, you get 18 a year, or you get 18. And if you're, you know, Dante Fowler and you're a rotational piece, then you get eight. Last year, Dante got like three or one or whatever it was. It was crazy small money. But I think this shows the value of like these first and second down, or a guy that can play three downs versus a guy that's best as a rotation piece because Fowler is that. Now, pass rush is very valuable, which is why he got $8 million, and maybe he has a chance to earn even more with some incentives. But like, age is the biggest thing, and like reliability, right? Kinlaw, mostly, unless he has like some major injury, which he has had one, he had the ACL, but he played 17 games last year in New York. And for Fowler, as a guy who's been in and out of the lineup throughout his career, I think you're probably not looking at that. All right. Let's see. Where else? Christopher Marston, 44.91. Chin was a loss. Don't sugarcoat it. And he was only 27. So we did okay, but we have to. But if we had kept Chin, I would have felt better. We have the draft, but also I just have a feeling the Lattimore trade is going to come back to hurt us. He is not the same player, simply put. I wish we had put that third-round pick this year that we gave up for him because he did nothing last year to help us get to the NFC Championship game. We didn't need him. In fact, he was a liability in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. Yeah, that game was rough. He was also pretty darn good against Detroit. Detroit didn't want to throw at him, and that helped Mike Sanders still get two interceptions. So I wouldn't say he did nothing on the way to the NFC Championship game, but he certainly was disappointing, both on the injury, like, can we get him back, and then the blow-ups that he had in multiple playoff games against guys that he was brought in to stop. If he's that player again, then that trade is going to go down as an L for Adam Peters. It just is. Like, I have no problem saying that, but let's not count the chickens before they hatch. And this, again, goes to, I think, the problem where I think they looked at the free agent corners and said, we're not going to want to get into a price war here. And if we can get Lattimore now, thinking, you know, in the middle of last season, if we can get him now, he can help us this season too. So we can either wait on Carlton Davis and DJ Reed, and there's no guarantees those guys even get to market. And if they do get to market, they're going to cost 125% of what we're going to want to pay them, because that's how free agency works. And, you know, they don't help us this year, and they just like Lattimore better. And I don't necessarily agree with that, considering how Marshawn played last year. I'm not telling you that it's going to work out, but what I am saying is the book is not closed yet. And while it hurts not to have that third round pick, if Marshawn works out this year, then he's worth it. He's worth more than that third round pick because he's a first round talent and a guy that can play at a Pro Bowl level. In fact, he's played at an All Pro level before. So it really comes down to kind of something that I've said multiple times this week, I think, which is, the only way to be good at this is not to have some superior plan. It's to execute. You can sign guys in free agency. And we spend way too much time talking about plans. Like, oh, should they go in the draft? Should they go in free agency? Should they make trades? Whatever path you choose is fine. Just be right. If you're going to trade for a player and he sucks, it doesn't matter if, oh, imagine if they got Marshawn Lattimore for a 7th round pick. And they stole him. If Marshawn Lattimore sucks, you'd still rather have the 7th round pick. If Laremy Tunsil is still a top 2 tackle in all of football, he grades out on PFF as a 98 this year as a pass protector. Probably be a little high, but he has graded out in the low 90s before. Like, he's been the best pass protecting tackle arguably in the NFL, and he's still a decent run blocker, if not a good run blocker. If he's awesome this year for Washington, then they will have destroyed Houston in that trade because they didn't give up a number 1 pick. That's how this works. If Javon Kinlaw is awesome, then the $15 million is worth it. If Javon Kinlaw stinks, then the $15 million isn't worth it. It's not whether they spent money or didn't in free agency, whether they made trades or not. It is not whether you have a bunch of draft picks. It's how you use them. If you have 5 draft picks and you hit 5 home runs, that's an awesome draft. If you have 10 draft picks and you hit 1 home run and strike out 9 times, that draft sucked. But everyone would have said going into the draft that the team with 10 picks was better than the team with 5 picks. You have to be good at the thing you do. Now, does that say the plan doesn't matter? No. No. And you are walking a higher wire act because of contracts, because of the fact that the draft is ultimately, on average, a lottery ticket. So how often you hit the lottery depends on how often you play the lottery. So there are strategic decisions to be made. I'm not completely downplaying the idea of nitpicking plans. What I am telling you is that in the modern NFL, and I'm talking the last 2 years, the place that we live right now, where more teams are able to retain their free agents because of the enhanced salary cap space, and the Commanders being in a place where they don't have anybody that fits that bill outside of Quan Martin and Sam Cosmi. Cosmi already signed. Quan a couple years away from an extension. Terry about to get an extension. Because the last 4 years of drafting have been rubbish, they have to get creative. And the trade market is where they have lived. So, yeah, they're having to take some swings. And by nature, if a team is willing to trade a player, they're willing to trade that player. right? That is self-evident. So there's a reason why they're willing to give up on them. You're not going to get home runs all the time via trade. But the players that they have traded for are a higher caliber and a better pedigree than any single player that signed in free agency this offseason. What Deebo Samuel's career resume looks like, what Laremy Tunsil's career resume looks like, even what Marshawn Lattimore's career resume looks like, is so far and away better than any of the major free agent signings. That is not to say that those guys are going to work out. That is not to say that this is an impeachable strategy. It is merely to acknowledge the fact that there is a chance it's going to work. And an executive with Adam Peters' resume probably deserves some level of the benefit of the doubt versus thinking that this is some gigantic failure before they've even taken a practice snap when you, a lot of you guys do the same exact thing last year and they went to the NFC Championship game. I'm sorry that that has become a hot take, but I'm going to be patient and see what happens and give mild to lukewarm opinions on the way of, hey, this could happen. I think this might happen, but also let's be wary of this. So sorry that that's not that exciting. Yes, Andy. Yeah.
It's also just a lot to factor in when you talk about the trades, just because a lot of people view what the Commanders have been doing as, you know, bringing in all these older players, and now we're seen as, you know, one of the older teams. The thing is, our roster was so bad that we had to, you know, give up draft capital in order to bring in, you know, some of these older guys to make the team better. And the only way to, like, really get younger is through the draft, but you can't do both. So I just think, like, where we are right now,
you're going to win the draft with a bunch of guys in their first year? Like, yeah, if they all play like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the roster is not ancient. And the thing is, oh, but they're signing all these one-year deals. Yeah, so they have flexibility.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a great comment that is worth reading here. Being Blindful says, next year is our free agent year. $100 million now, more than this year. Plus, Lattimore and Payne likely gone, saving almost 40 more. Hope I make the segment. Big fan. Being Blindful, you did make the segment. You may never read the comments. Because you're right. They have a boatload of cap space next year. No one in-house to really spend it on. They'll give Terry an extension, and they can probably load a ton of that salary into next year. So that'll be nice for Terry. And then I think Quan might be ready for an extension next year if you want to extend him. They'll have to redo Marshawn if he's good, or they'll let him go. So either way, you're going to have a player that's just coming off a good season, or you'll have an extra, I think it's 16 in cap space by cutting him for 2026. And you're still 2 years away from having to extend Jaden. So, and by the way, the free agent crop next year might include Micah Parsons.
Interesting.
Oh, do I have your attention now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you been having my attention when you said Micah.
We know he wants to be here.
Yep.
I mean, look, I'm trying to pull up the 2026 free agents, and it gave me Damian Lillard. I'm like, that's the wrong sport. 2026, let's see, filtering the data. Next year, guys like TJ Watt, I mean, right now T's listed because he is franchise tag. Danielle Hunter, Deebo, Trey Smith, Terry, Trey Hendrickson, bunch, there's just a ton of dudes that are potentially available next year. George Kittle's available. I mean, these are older players, obviously, but there's also going to be some younger guys that are going to be massive, massive free agents next year. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if Washington get in the mix, or if they can make more trades because they can take on large salaries that other teams that are contenders cannot. So probably worth mentioning that as well. All right, that's Never Read the Comments here on The Hoffman Show. You can leave your comments at the Team 980 at 106.7 The Fan on episodes of Take Command, or where most of these come from is my page, at Craig Hoffman. So leave your comments there. I read most of them, if not all of them, and then the best ones or the most interesting ones or the ones I want to yell at make the show. When we get back, Chris Nockey joins us. I won't yell at him. I will simply ask him how he thinks Maryland's chances are to win the Big Ten tournament, starting off with their quarterfinal tonight against Illinois.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.